Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome this evening to Angel Antics. You're here tonight with DC Love and Eileen Powers. Elijah has been MIA the last few weeks. He's been really busy, just taking care of a lot of things coming up this season and this spring. And so we wish him well and hope that he and his family are doing great. And he will catch up with us each and every time he has an opportunity to, and that's great. And so here tonight, this is Eileen Powers speaking with you, and we are here to, you know, give you your messages. Sometimes we have crazy guests that pop in or odd sounds. It's always a little bit of fun. It's always a little bit of the divine. And you just never know. Some people run with scissors. Well, DC and Eileen run with straitjackets. So there we go. DC, welcome. And are you there, my co-host?
I am. Thank you, Eileen. It's so nice to be here again. It's always beautiful when we get to connect and, you know, give some beautiful readings to people. It makes my night.
Yes, it sure is. I'm really surprised with the responses I get after the show about, you know, people saying that it's spot on with some things that were really actually happening in their life. So that's always exciting. And I know DC gets a lot. She gets a lot more of it. But I will say, DC is a very popular girl. She a lot of people connect with DC out there. And so just know that if you ever want a more in-depth reading, we're both available. DC is phenomenal. She's really good at giving you those in-depth readings. So if you ever want that opportunity, you can connect with her, and she can tell you how to work through PayPal, and she can give you a longer reading than what you receive here on our show. Right, DC?
Oh, yes, Eileen, thank you. And I want to say that the two of us are both Reiki masters. You're my Reiki master, and I'm yours. And last weekend, I put my Reiki into action. A friend and I went out for coffee, and we came out, and it was raining, and her truck wouldn't start. So both of us do Reiki, so we immediately both gave it this magnificent blast of Reiki, and the truck started right up.
Oh, beautiful. It works so well.
So with the angels and the Reiki, like you said, the angels are our auto club. You know, we don't have like the regular motor club. We have the angels with us, and we were so thankful. We just gave it, both of us, like this magnificent blast of Reiki, and the vehicle started right up. It was so wonderful.
Perfect. And that is how energy works.
Very cool,
that's really
right?
Exciting.
But it was two of us. We were like jumper cables. And I was on the other, and boom, we gave it Reiki, and it started.
It sure can be, huh? I mean, you and I both are connected together as Reiki masters, being of two genres, and each giving each other the master attunement. But we know we invited that into our lives because we know how powerful that divine energy is, and it really is a divine energy that just once invited in is always there to turn on, even if it means turning your car on. So that's way cool.
It was awesome. Really, really cool. But you know what? We both, like, really just at the same time, we didn't talk. We just both went into that mode, you know, and we sent it that Reiki. And it was just like, boom, there it was, you know. You could feel the energy. So it was really cool.
Yeah. Getting into the mode, that's one a good way to say it. Sometimes I say dropping in because I feel like I drop into a focus. And I pretty much turn Reiki on every single day because that's really what I'm called to do. I wake up with it in the morning and I close my life with it, with a few prayers and a little bit of Reiki, and ask my angels to guard me and guide me and walk me on my way. So anything that works for each person, their practice is what you do each day, a practice is not necessarily something someone else teaches you. So whatever your practice becomes, know that that is what you're meant to do. Spirituality is a very individual experience, and so we each do different things. And so with that, DC, do you have any prayers or anything you'd like to share with us tonight?
I do. I have a really small little one. It's a cute little prayer, and it's entitled The Earth Angel's Prayer by Reverend Sherry. Make me an angel full of love and of peace. Make me an angel to help those in need. May the prayer in my heart always be, make me an angel on earth, let it be. Make me an angel to teach and to lead. Make me an angel to strengthen the weak. May the power of my words always ring. Make me an angel on earth, let it be. Make me an angel, help me remember and light up our world. Make me an angel, please help my wings to unfurl. And may the divine in my soul always sing. Make me an angel, make me an angel, heaven. Make me an angel on earth, let it be. So it was just a small little prayer, but I thought it was really cute.
Oh, I love that. That really was beautiful.
It
actually reminds me a little bit of one little Christmas story, The Littlest Angel.
Trying
so hard to be a good little angel and, you know, make me an angel. So many of us want to be that or strive for that. But in true essence, just by gifting others with time, attention, love, and caring, we are angels. And each and every one of us can be angels in other people's lives. So know that you do have that ability. So if you resonated with that beautiful poem DC read for us, please know that so you are in your heart an angel too. So just know you can connect with that beautiful angel energy anytime and gift it to others and gift it to yourself. So that's just a beautiful thing.
I'm really excited. I just want to say I'm really excited. I received a gift this week from a friend of mine. And her name is Terry Marie, and she's also known as the Angel Lady. And she gifted me a deck of her cards. And they're called the Wings of Spirit Angel cards. And they're actually, I guess, they're out of print. I got the last deck of her cards. So I was so excited. I was like, whoa.
Oh, awesome.
And,
fantastic.
Yeah, they're beautiful. They're beautiful cards. And I read you a message before we started, and that was from her deck.
Oh, well, and it was beautiful. It really, really resonated with me. In addition, it resonated with a reading that I had given myself, and it just added to it another layer to my reading, but it was just exactly what the angels wanted me to hear right now, and it was just beautiful. Thank you for that.
Well, she's going to be having another deck coming out probably like December or January. And I, of course, I'll have to get one for you and have a deck of cards, you know, sent to you.
Yeah, well, we'll have to get the same deck. That way we have a shared deck.
That's what we're going to do. Well, she's working on them presently. This is going to be a brand new deck that she's working on. And the energy, I feel the energy already, they're going to be magnificent. So the two of us will have a shared deck. So it'll be beautiful.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I love sharing stuff with you. It vibrates at a better rate when we have similar things. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, yes, DC and I are the Twisted Sisters. We are intertwined in many ways throughout our heart and soul, and the divine brought us together, and we truly believe and know that in our hearts. And so today you get Angel Antics, and that's where some of that comes from, because we are the Twisted Sisters, so we create a little few antics of our own. several of the shows we've been on. You never know what antics have showed up in the middle of the shows. So, Will, let's move on with this one and see what we come up with. Our first caller tonight is from the 617. 617, are you there?
First. I am finally
Hi, who
first.
Am I speaking to?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. Welcome to Angel Antics.
Thank
and
you.
And you have a specific intention tonight.
Yes, I do. I have a question in regards to a young man that I met at work. He's a bit younger than myself. I'm not looking for a relationship or anything. I've just never had a friendship with someone that young or something evolving into a friendship. And I just want to know, what do you see in regards to this meeting? What's the message?
Okay, Karen, this is Dee. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for calling in tonight.
Sure, thank you.
What I was getting as soon as you said that, hon, is just, Karen, listen to your gut feelings.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel okay. something is, like, not right with this relationship, then you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting just, like, go slow with it, you know.
Okay.
I really feel like, I don't feel like age is ever, like, a problem, really, when it comes to love.
Really?
I mean, love doesn't really know age. So I would
because
be more concerned
like
about what you're,
disgusting.
You know, what your gut feeling is, you know?
Mm. Why do you say
and
that?
I'm getting
that's interesting.
For you specifically,
why do you say that? That's interesting.
Because that's what I get from the angels. Love doesn't know age. And I always come upon situations when I connect with people, and I tell them, you know, like, don't, like, sort of stereotype the person that you're looking for. They actually may be quite different than you perceive them to be.
Exactly.
And, you know, a lot of the times I get for women, the men, like, they're younger. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
and the
mm-hmm.
angels tell me love doesn't know age, you know? So just, you know, but just go with what you're feeling. And for you specifically, I'm getting there's going to be more than one person for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, if this person doesn't do it for you, there's
mm-hmm.
another one coming along, okay?
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm getting that there's going to be a lot of good times ahead of you.
Really?
That's
the
what the angels
said,
are showing
it's
me.
Been, it's been a drought for a couple of years. There's been, like, no water.
Okay, well, you know what? You've got to make time. And you've got
yeah.
to make space and energy for a relationship, okay?
Right. But what do you see in
well,
regards to
other words,
this young
like,
man?
Uh-huh.
His name is Alex. What do you see in regards to him?
I, like I said, the angels
aren't
gonna, they didn't give me too much. They just wanted to tell you to listen to what you're feeling. You know, they don't give us all the answers. They guide us a little bit.
Right.
But I'm getting,
right.
getting hearts around the month of May. I'm getting hearts around you.
Okay.
So I'm getting, in other words, love is coming to you this month.
Really?
So make sure that you're loving yourself first. You have the self-confidence needed, okay?
Yes.
And you
yes.
don't have to face love. Just make sure that you're available.
Amen. Amen.
And you're going to find the love that you want. But I did pull a card for you out of my beautiful deck that I received. And we have the Angel of Meditation coming in for you, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm getting is, like, the early morning dawn, all is quiet, all is still. And listen, what do you hear? Listen to that still, small voice within you, which I said, listen to yourself. Breathe deeply, exhaling slowly, releasing all that is behind you. And you can do that a couple of times. And this helps to quiet your emotions and just, you know, allow the stillness to refresh your mind, body, and spirit. And when you're in that stillness, Karen, that's when you're going to get your answers. There's going to be much to hear. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So the angel of meditation wants...
You say that... I'm sorry. You say that love is coming to me this month.
Yes, I'm seeing it this month. There's going to be some, you know... If you're making yourself available for it, yeah. You've got to get ready for it. You know, in other words, if you said to someone, why don't you come over to my house? Well... They're riding around the block, and guess what, Karen? There's not even a parking space around the block, let alone in front of your house, you know? But you've got to make sure that you, like, you know, you make the available space. You put in enough effort, you know?
Mm.
So there's, like you said, there's work to be done on your part if you want to have a come into your life. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. But what's still like sticking in my mind is that, because you're not the first person that, in regards to this young man, you're not the first person that said, go with your gut, go with your feelings, go with your gut.
Mm-hmm.
If something doesn't, I don't know.
Okay, so if something doesn't feel right, like I said, I see another person coming along, okay?
Okay, that's good. That's
really need
good.
To, you know, focus on the future, you know, and what you're looking for in a partner. Okay, so it's going to be important. You have to, you know, let the angels know what the qualities are that you're looking for.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, if you and I went to a restaurant and you put in a vague order and I was like really, you know, I was particular, told them everything I wanted, chances are I'm going to get what I want, and I'm not sure if you are, okay? But I am getting, again, I'm going to reiterate, love is coming your way. This is going to be a happy, balanced, complete kind of love. And this is a love that could last you a lifetime, okay?
Wow.
So that's what I have for you, Karen, and I'm going to turn you over to my twisted sister, Eileen. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, DC. Always beautiful.
Great love.
Always beautiful.
All right, Karen. Thank you, DC. That was beautiful. Karen, what I have for you on this young man is that he is really going to be a very good, close, dear friend. There is going to be some of those intimate times. And it doesn't mean that it's going to lead to a love relationship, but there will be intimate times with him because that's the part of the relationship. If you remember when you were a young girl of, you know, 12, 13, 14, and you had a really, really close girlfriend, you had those intimate times that you shared and you giggled and you laughed and you really shared some intimate parts of yourself with that person.
Yes.
And that's what I see this young man being as a, your relationship with him can grow very close. And truly, age is not a characteristic of two people's souls meeting in a soulful relationship. You could be soul partners. It doesn't, it, you know, like DC and I have a soul relationship. It doesn't mean we're going to go out and get married. You know, sometimes sometimes those soul relationships do. But not all of them mean that, but they are still soul-to-soul relationships. So he is a soul that you've known before, and that's why it is so easy to be with him. Does
that
make
sense?
That is
so true. Because that makes perfect sense, because I remember when I first met him, I was in the kitchen, and for some reason we just hit it off and we just connected, and I'm like, wait a minute, whoa. You know, what is this? I mean, it was just, I mean, even he recognized it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
in
like
age,
I'm not
in
supposed
age,
to be laughing
young,
and joking.
Soul, I'm sorry, honey, go ahead.
But it's like you're not supposed to be laughing and joking that intimately with someone that's that much younger than you or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
But I disagree with that. I disagree with that wholly because it is, we have transcended in, to this day and age, we have transcended from that day and age where you stayed with, I mean, like when you were younger, I didn't get to go with my older siblings because they were older. They needed their time together because they're older and they do different things. Well, that's not so true anymore. There is plenty of 20-year-olds that are spiritually on the same level as I am.
Yeah.
Because they came into this earth already walking, already knowing.
Mm.
There is so many walk-ins that, you know, this person may be 20 years old, but as a walk-in, they may have walked in with a much older soul. And so that's why you're able to connect, or that your soul, even though it may have walked this earth for a number of years, may actually be coming more youthful.
You know what? You hit the nail on the head, girl. That is so true, because I'm like a, I mean, from I just feel like all of a sudden this, and it didn't start with him, but it's like I am laughing and giggling all the time. There's so, I mean, I can't, it's like, what is wrong? I'm not even going to say what is wrong, because there's nothing wrong with me. I'm just, there's just a youthfulness, a vitality, an energy within me that I have never felt in my life.
And you know what it is? It is actually, what it is, Karen, is that you are closer to enlightenment than you know. Because God asked us to look at the world with a childlike heart. And if you are giggling and laughing and more joyful, is that not what enlightenment is? Is walking in that light of joy?
Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Wow.
That's,
wow.
And that's
people constantly
the message
like,
I have
like, you laugh all the time. Like, you're laughing. You laugh all the time. You're laughing all the time. And I notice that when I'm laughing and just enjoying, you know, I see people, then they start laughing, and then it's like their energy lifts, and you're right. You're just so right on so many things that here is this older woman and this younger man having fun and laughter, and people look at it suspiciously.
Good.
They stop and they look.
Good.
What's
let
going on?
Let them wonder. Let them wonder and let them see the light that shines from both of you. And someday, if they really wonder enough, maybe they will see the light and be attracted to it.
Amen.
And
wow.
they will find, within that, they will find their own joy of enlightenment. Enjoy the relationship of enlightenment, because that's what I see that you two have. And just enjoy it. I also, there was one other thing that I have a feeling that this person, because I also see a love interest in your future, and it's the furthest down thing message that I have for you. And that is, this young man may end up introducing you to that person.
Oh. Wow.
And then,
that never crossed my mind.
And then you always need to have him as your friend. And, you know, it's just going to just bring things more full circle for you. And so, anyway, you better keep us posted, because
I will.
You know, we,
I will.
Yeah, we give you a reading, and we, you know, we don't know what the final outcome is if you don't come back and tell us. So
absolutely.
Let us know, all right?
I will.
Yeah, because DC and I are pretty much in line together tonight.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. And not only that, you're a nice-looking group of people. I have to tell you that.
Thank you.
I'm like, wow, they're very attractive.
They're so very kind.
Very
kind
attractive.
Of you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you guys are a nice-looking group of people. So thank you.
The picture I have of me, a friend of mine took about maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. We have a beautiful, beautiful area up here that's called Table Mountain, and it is a volcanic tabletop mountain, flat-top mountain, and in the spring, the wildflowers are just beautiful, and we've gone for a wildflower walk. I plopped myself down, and I said, take my picture. I need a picture.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful.
It was.
Wow. I mean, the three of
you
just beautiful.
I appreciate
the
compliment.
They're a nice group of people. Many blessings. Many blessings.
Blessings.
So Karen,
angel
God
blessings to you, and thanks for calling Atlantics.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller, DC, is from the 229 area code. 229, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, and who am I speaking to here on Angel Antics?
This is Melvin.
Yes, it
Hi,
is.
Melvin.
I knew that. I was going to say hello, Melvin. Melvin,
hello.
I have to tell you, dear one, the angels are saying your money struggles are going to be a thing of the past, okay?
Uh-huh.
And just open your arms as we're connecting now. Open them wide to receiving. And just know that, you know, your finances, you know, they're going to be healed and everything, but the money's going to come in all different ways. So don't, you know, expect it to come in just one way, okay? And
okay.
I've known and the angels have seen that you've really endured really difficult times, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they feel that, like, an increase in your prosperity is going to make, you know, life a little bit easier for you, okay? So your prayers have been heard. They're being answered, okay? And I see abundance coming your way.
Okay.
And, Melvin, you know, as everyone else that listens in and everything, you deserve to live a very happy, fulfilled, comfortable life, okay?
Yes, 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 ma'am.
The angels are saying that your bills are going to be paid and your finances are going to be secured, you know, and we all have the same opportunities here, okay? And some people just don't realize that they're deserving of financial abundance. Okay?
Okay.
So the angels want to help Melvin, like I said, and they want to help you to sort of adjust your relationship a little bit with money, okay?
Okay.
So when you do receive the money, they're saying, please, you know, create a budget, spend it wisely, and watch those credit cards, okay?
Oh, yeah, I don't even, yes, ma'am, okay.
Yeah, just watch that. And is there a question now that you wanted to ask Melvin? Because they said to tell Melvin his finances are being healed.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I just want to ask, do you see a relationship coming my way? And also, I've been having some health issues.
Okay. Okay. What I'm getting, you have to sort of make peace with yourself first, okay?
Okay.
Then you're going to be able to have a relationship, okay? Melvin, I'm sort of getting there's something going on with you personally, and it may interfere sort of with you to being able to start a relationship or to maintain one. So you're going to have to think about that and just let, you know, and then, you know, everything will work out for you to be in a relationship with someone. But I feel they're showing me that there's some kind of personal issues that you have to work on. Okay.
Okay. Is it certain type?
And excuse me, hon?
Yeah. What do you know? Like, what type of personal issues?
They give me a little bit, and then the rest is going to be up to you. You're going to have to think about it. But Melvin, in regard to your health now, are you eating well, nutritiously, getting enough sleep? Are you exercising? Because I feel like if you get back to the basics and just do basic, you know, healthful things, it's really going to have an impact on your health.
Yeah, that's true. I'm actually sleeping too much. I've been out on my job for about 3 days now because I have some type of breathing issue, bronchitis, the doctor said, and I'm on antibiotics and taking something for that. But I've been feeling real tired. I can wake up tired. And lay down and take a nap. I want to sleep. And
right. I think you have a lot of like stress too as well, Melvin. Okay.
Yeah, that's yeah.
What I'm getting is listen to your body because each little body part has a voice. And what is your body trying to tell you? Okay. So everything that you're looking for health wise lies within your body, and you just have to learn to listen. Okay.
Okay.
And, you know, what are your physical symptoms telling you in regard to your emotional state? Often, you know, when you feel like, you know, that your body's out of whack and everything, there's something going on, you know, like within our mind as well, Melvin. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's true. A lot of stress.
Okay.
A lot of coming out
right.
of bad, you know, issues, losing my son and trying to find a job.
Right.
Now, I am working, but it's at night, and it's at Walmart's at night, and it's
right.
kind of stressful for my lower back and my right shoulder because I have some issues with that. But I've been doing a good job until I got sick with bronchitis, so I hope to go back to work this Saturday, I believe.
Okay. And, Melvin, I have an angel coming in. And this angel is going to give you the courage to move forward, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what I'm getting, the angel is saying, breathe, beloved child, for you have all you need to move forward along the path before you this day. Courage is placing one foot before the other. Courage is accepting all is not as you wish it to be, yet you move forward. Courage is knowing that when to walk away. Courage is knowing when to speak and when to keep silent. Courage is knowing when to leave the past behind you, opening doors and windows to all that is before you. Courage is knowing when to be still, when to take action. Courage is moving forward. And the last message I have, Melvin, is you are very lovable. You have to love who you are because you were created perfectly. Everything about you is beautiful, Melvin, okay?
Okay.
And this is what I'm getting. This is what connects with your relationship troubles, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You're sort of trying to portray an image of yourself that you think people want to see, Melvin. And the angels say that you have to love the person that you truly are. You have to be your authentic self, okay?
Right, yes.
So when you, you know, become your authentic self and just be comfortable with being Melvin, that's when you're going to have that beautiful soulmate connection that's going to come in, okay?
Okay, yes. Yes.
So just take a moment and just, you know, go within and, you know, see what your values and your beliefs are. And then the angels are saying, Melvin, write down a list of qualities that you would like to see in a partner, okay?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Could,
yeah.
You know, you could fold it up and burn it, or, you know, you could leave it under your pillow. Either way, this is going to release the energy to the universe, and the angels are going to come in, and they're going to help, you know, deliver that perfect match for you, Melvin. Okay?
Okay, all right, yes.
Turn you over to Eileen, Melvin. Thank you again for calling in. God
okay,
bless.
Thank you, Bruce. God, I always bless you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, thank you, DC. That was a beautiful message. Melvin, what I have for you is that, you know, you really need to follow your dreams. And if a relationship is what you want, then you have to align yourself to be the person that you'd want to be in a relationship with. If you think, you know, if that makes sense to you, I hope it does.
Yeah,
be the person that you would want someone to offer. And by being that person, each and every day, being kind to yourself, buy yourself flowers. There's nothing wrong with a man buying flowers and bringing them home and putting them in his house for himself. Buy yourself flowers now and again. Be that kind person to yourself and watch your own self change to being the person that attracts in the person that you would like to be with. Because the more you become who you want to be with, the more you attract the person that wants to be with you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, definitely. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So instead of waiting for someone to come along, treat yourself as if you are that partner. And that will actually make you become very attractive. Amazingly, you will be amazed at the change it will create in the vibrational energy around you by treating yourself as the person that you're attracting. It works. It really works. So notice that once you start doing that, that your events are going to start moving faster and things are going to start happening. You start talking to more girls. When you're down at the store picking yourself out flowers, don't be surprised if some girl starts talking to you about those flowers. You'll be amazed at what you'll attract into yourself. I do see that it's very possible that a love interest really could come your way. But just make sure that, you know, one of the things that I'm telling you to do actually is instead of always having this energy of desire to be with someone, it's going to create the energy of being with someone. And the law of attraction says, that if you always look at something as being in the future for you, it never arrives. So you must treat yourself as if you are that person in the relationship and that you have already arrived in the relationship. And as you do that, other relationships will arise and arrive in your life. Take notes. As you do this, take notes for yourself. And take notes about what worked for you and what didn't. Always choose to be peaceful about it and be calm. And make sure that you prioritize yourself because you are important. And so like buying yourself flowers now and again is putting yourself as a priority. Taking yourself to a movie now and again, even if it's to go alone. Taking yourself to go get a massage, something like that is always acceptable and okay for men or for women. So treat yourself as the person that you would want to treat if you were in a relationship. Gift yourself with the items that you would consider gifting another person with and see if you don't vibrate at the energy of a person that is in a relationship, and then the relationship will be attracted to you. And that's what I have for you tonight, Melvin.
Okay, and I thank you. That makes a lot of sense. Yes, it does. Thank you.
Wonderful. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
Angel,
right, blessing you. Thanks for calling me, Angel Antics.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Well, DC, amazingly enough, in the past weeks, we have not been able to get through all of our callers. For some odd reason tonight, that we do not have this long list of callers. So what would you like to do?
Well, that's really something. I hope our lines are working, Eileen. That's the only thing that concerns me because I do know that I was on another show a couple weeks ago and we had no callers, and it was because there was something wrong with Blog Talk. So I hope our Blog Talk is working. That's the only thing that concerns me.
Oh, yeah, because we just had the two callers call in, which is very rare because usually there's a list. Like I said, usually I have trouble getting through all of our callers. And so, and so be it. That's the antics that the angels pull.
That is too funny.
My goodness. Yeah.
That is really, really something. Yeah, I'm surprised. My goodness. But that's okay.
Yeah.
The angels, you know what? Everything is in divine perfect order, so we always go with the flow, you know? But
right.
My energy, I not only connect with the angels, I do connect with Joan Rivers, and my allergies are starting. But I did have, after Prince had passed, I did have an opportunity as well, and I connected with Prince. And the funny thing was, I guess like with the moon cycle and everything, I've been having computer issues, and I actually lost the channeling, Eileen, that Prince had, connected with me and given me. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry, but I think we really need this message for the world. And actually, I connected with Prince. It was like 2 days in a row, which was surprising because he came back and I got a different message. But I'm thinking, maybe the first message wasn't meant to be, given. He changed his mind and then there was another message.
Right.
So if you'd like, I could even read that message. I did connect with him, and it was over an entire weekend, in fact, which was really cool. And the thing is, when I connect with people that are musicians, like Michael Jackson, I always get, lyrics in their messages. So I don't know why, but I do. With other people, I don't, but with the musicians, for some reasons, I do, And
right.
With Prince,
and
all of
these phenomenal musicians to remember the titles of all those songs to be able to fit them into a reading.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I want to read it and just, it was really beautiful. Prince, appeared and I saw him. He had purple velvet on. He had these really large, crazy mirrored glasses. And he was, he was just he had his head turned in a funny way. It was cool. And he was wearing a raspberry beret. And then I noticed, all of a sudden, a beautiful purple haze began to, really engulf the room that I was in. And then he was smiling, and he started to speak. And he said, I'm not much of a talker, but I want to thank you all for the love that you've shown me. And then he started to proceed, the future is wasting no time. I never meant to cause you any pain or sorrow. I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word life means forever, and that's a long time. I'm here to tell you I'm in the afterworld, a place of never-ending happiness. I've seen the future, and it will be. Let's go crazy. Everything will be all right. We're not going to let that elevator bring us down. Hang tough and punch a higher floor. Springtime is my favorite season. I'm dreaming of oceans of violets in bloom. Can you dig it? Be cool. No one can dictate who you are. Don't talk down to people or judge them too quickly. Just try to be a better human being. If you could set your mind free, baby, maybe you'd understand. I didn't care too much of what people would say. It's usually a reflection of who they are. One day, my brothers and sisters, you will understand that we are all connected. The most important thing is to be true to yourself. Don't live in the past. Keep moving forward. Life is just a party, and parties weren't meant to last. So tonight, let's party like it's 1999. Remember, every day is a blessing from God and a new beginning. God made you. God made me. He made us all equally. Everything you do is inspired by God. You got to believe. Believe in yourself. Everyone is having their own experience. That's why you're here. If you've learned enough, you may not have to come back again. I'll be your fire when you're cold, make you happy when you're sad. I'm not a human. I'm a dove. I'm your conscious. I am love. Here we are, folks, in the dream we all dream of. You're the cage to my dove. When you come upon a crossroad and you've got to decide which way to turn, are we going to go over the bridge before it burns? Don't let it burn. You're the cage to my dove. I'm forever and ever in love. It's a sign of the times, beautiful ones. Paint a perfect picture. Bring to life a vision in one's mind. Cause we know, you know, powerful soul, life is too good to waste. Before the night is through, you will see my point of view. Even if I have to scream and shout, baby, I'm a star. I don't want to stop till I reach the top. Sing it. We're all a star. Baby, until the end of time, I'll be there for you. I truly adore you. Love is touching souls. Surely you've touched mine. Honey, I know. Times are changing. It's time we all reach out for something new. That means you. I'm going to show you what it's all about. You just leave it all up to me. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. This will be the day that you will hear me say, I am here for you. If I could, I would give you the world, but all I can do is just offer you my love, because I understand that love must be the master plan. If you know what I'm singing about up here, come on, raise your hand. Purple rain, let me guide you to the purple rain. There is nothing that will overcome the love we share. Nothing will break us apart. God, I'll always have you in my heart. I'll never, never stop loving you. Love is forever. And then Prince waves goodbye for now, and his purple rain remains. And that's what he gave me, Eileen.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't have the ability to do that. I channeled it. I mean, that's about it. I'm not clever, you know, and it was so amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that is really amazing. I wouldn't even know how to put together that many songs it is in order to make a sense of a sentence. You make
right.
paragraphs of it.
Well, like I said, I'm sort of I was just the secretary. I wrote it down. That's what I'm saying. I'm not clever. So I was able to write it all down, you know?
Right.
So
it's amazing.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, I can go from Jesus to Joan, like in the flash of an eye. I'm like, oh my goodness, that is sort of crazy, you know?
Very crazy.
You never know. Like I said, I never know who's going to come. Yeah, it is so cool. My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I hope everyone that, you know, was trying to. What was that, Eileen?
Come from a good place.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. Goodness. I'm just hoping that, like I said, the people have noticed, like, our post and everything, and, you know, the ones that wanted to call and did, you know, get their angel messages.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully, you know, Elijah will be joining us soon. And from what I understand, you will be meeting Elijah for the first time in person pretty soon, right?
I believe this Friday. He says he
yes,
posted today.
And
we've
known each other, all of us, since 2014, right? This is so exciting, Mike. I said we've known each other since 2014. Yeah, so a few years, and we've never gotten to meet. You guys will finally meet.
Right.
I think that is so exciting.
Yeah. I'm very, very excited. And really, I hope it works out, because the last time I went up to his area, it was a last-minute thing on my behalf, so I really didn't expect Elijah to be able to make it. But I threw it out there, and he just was not going to be able to put it together. And so he was able to tell me a couple days in advance, and I've been working diligently at I'm looking for a new job, and so I've been very diligent about, you know, getting out at least 10 applications every day. And so I feel like it's okay. I can take Friday off and go do that. And actually there'll be some people up there that I may get to talk to, and maybe there'll be an opportunity up there for me. So I just don't know. I'm going to just let the angels guide me and make sure that their wings are wide so I can fly far and fast. And I'm so excited to get to meet Elijah and his family. It'll be wonderful. It's too bad it couldn't
be. I think that's
amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
It would be most
amazing. I mean, we've known each other.
It was all three of us.
I know. But this, you know, this is your divine timing is what I was saying, because I know there was disappointment the last time, but now it's divine timing, and you guys are going to finally connect. Just, I can't wait to see lots and lots of pictures, you know?
Yes. Yes, it'll be exciting. I'm so thrilled. It will be wunderbar.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That is so exciting.
Yeah, my niece comes over from the coast, and she's actually thinking, when she heard I was going to Mount Shasta, she was thinking of popping over and spending the day with us also. So she may make it. I don't know. I'll just play that one by ear. I'm only going to worry about myself and getting myself there right at this point. So that's my goal.
Well, that sounds amazing, Eileen. I'm so happy. I think that is so outstanding. My goodness. It's been a long time coming.
Very... Yes. Yes, it has.
And I guess Elijah moved actually from...
Elijah's been up there for almost a year.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He moved from Florida to California. So you guys are both located in California, but in different areas.
Yeah. About 4.5 hours from each other, so... I'm going to drive 3 hours north, and he's going to drive an hour and a half southeast, and we're going to meet at Mount Shasta, which is phenomenal.
My gosh, yes. My gosh.
Yeah,
the interview is going
to... Yeah, it's out of the top of the mountain. When you go there, the energy is just phenomenal, and I can really feel it building this time. So I'm very excited. I'm so looking forward to it.
I can't wait to hear, you know, how it went and see all the beautiful pictures. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. Well, if I get reception, I'll call you from there. That'd be unique. Yeah. So. Usually when Mount Shasta, I don't get reception because, you know, you are up on that mountain ridge, so.
Well, possibly maybe Elijah will, because sometimes when you have different phone carriers, you know, the different service companies, you know, different people get different reception, you know, so you never know.
Yeah. Well, we'll try if we're able. So I know he's going to be meeting other people there too, so probably it'll depend on his agenda. You know, I don't know what it is. I'm just going to try to fit in with whatever it is he's doing and go with the flow.
Yes, and sometimes that's all it takes, just going with the flow, you know? That's really, really awesome. Goodness.
Yes, I'm doing a lot of that here this week. You know, just trying to get back into the flow of what I'm meant to do and what life's calling is, and flow to whichever way the wind blows, my river is the direction I'm going to go.
Yep, it sounds good to me. And like I said, I go from Jesus to Joan and from Prince to God. And I did have a channeling this morning that a lot of people really related to. And God actually came in and he wanted to talk to everybody. And you were kind enough to share it on your Facebook wall as well, Eileen, and I thank you.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, I just never know, like, what direction I'm headed. I mean, it's just, it's, like, so crazy, you know? I never know.
Yeah.
But yeah, and just see what energy comes in. It's the funniest thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's really cool. But I'm just thinking there might be something even wrong with the blog talk, Eileen, because we usually have quite a bit of callers.
Yeah, I am very surprised. But we should go ahead and wrap up. I've got no new callers, which is amazing. But I guess that's what's meant to be tonight. So we're about 40 minutes shy of our full hour and a half. So we've been on for about 50 minutes. And that's okay. We'll let you get some sleep
tonight. Definitely.
Yeah, it's already almost 10 o'clock where you're at. Yeah. I'm only pushing 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, then let's send them off with angel blessings. We hope that open your hearts up and speak with your angels. They will guide you. They will love you. And they will never steer you wrong. Just open up to that message of intuition and, check into your heart space and check in for your messages. They'll be there for you. If not, DC and I are trying to be here at least once a week for you. So come back in next week and see if we're here. We're able to give you your messages from the divine. And this is
And DC, and I have a message for everyone that's listening, and the message is to renew your spirit, okay? This beautiful angel is coming in and saying, release all that has come before you, and release all that no longer serves the path before you. Release doubt, release fear, guilt, shame. Cleanse your spirit from within, radiating outward in all directions of time and space. Practice compassion, forgiving you for all mistakes, real or perceived, release, from limiting beliefs, release from thoughts of lack and not having all that you desire and more. Renew your spirit in the warmth of the sun, in the shimmering moonbeams of silver. How shall you choose to renew the spirit within? So we're left with that question, Eileen, how, each of us are going to choose to renew the spirit within.
Yeah. I know I do on a regular basis. If you don't, it just doesn't, you don't stay in resonance. And so it is, that's why a lot of people practice going to church, formal religions every Sunday, because it helps renew that spirit within. So however you connect, whatever way you practice, just know that you do have to renew that spirit within. That was a beautiful message, DC. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
All.
And you have a blessed week, and I can't wait to hear all the exciting, hopefully, stories by next week, Eileen.
All right. And thank you, everyone, for coming to Angel Antics tonight, and we look forward to seeing you again next week. Angel blessings. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Good night, everyone. Love you, Eileen.
Good night.
Good night.